Do you believe guns in the home make you less safe? Who do you believe should legally be allowed to carry a concealed pistol on college campuses? Those are the kind of questions political candidates are getting this year from gun control and gun rights groups. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on how that information is used.
The Evergreen Sportsman's Club bills itself as the West Coast's premier shooting facility. It's located on Marksman Road in rural Thurston County. Out front, skeet shooters line up and blast clay pigeons out of the sky with shotguns. Inside, four retired guys sit at a table drinking coffee. It's not hard to get them talking about politics.
If the candidate is against guns, I'm not going to vote for him.
That's Doug Simpson. He and his shooting buddies sitting at this table are all National Rifle Association members. That means they get the NRA's Political Victory Fund candidate scorecard. It grades candidates A through F based at least in part on their responses to a questionnaire. For Simpson, those grades mean a lot. He says if a candidate fails that litmus test,
they're out the door as far as I'm concerned.
No matter where he stands on anything else.
This is Jack Rieger agreeing.
Second Amendment was put in their constitution for a reason, and they don't have any right to mess with it as far as I'm concerned.
This year's NRA questionnaire to Washington candidates includes questions about a ban on so-called assault weapons, limiting magazine capacity, holding parents criminally liable in accidental shootings, and guns on college campuses. The NRA declined to comment for this story, but it's not just the NRA that's sending out questionnaires about gun policy. So is the Alliance for Gun Responsibility in Seattle. Renee Hopkins is executive director. She says her group also produces a legislative scorecard based on votes in the State House.
The questionnaire is a tool for voters, along with a scorecard, to know exactly where their legislators stand on the important gun violence prevention issue.
The Alliance is the group that sponsored Washington's voter-approved background check law back in 2014. This year, it's pushing another ballot measure to allow a judge to take away someone's guns if they're deemed a risk to themselves or others. The Alliance's questionnaire asks candidates if they will support that ballot measure, how they will push for gun responsibility legislation if elected, and whether a gun in the home makes the home less safe. Hopkins says responses to the questionnaire guide the Alliance's decision on whom to endorse and give money to.
It's absolutely our goal to elect a gun violence prevention majority in the legislature. We think that this is one of the biggest issues of our time.
One candidate who got both of these questionnaires is Democratic State Senator Reuven Carlisle of Seattle. In general, he and the Alliance are on the same page, and he and the NRA are not. He filled out the Alliance's questionnaire, but not the NRA's. And he says he won't unless the NRA addresses comments one of its local lobbyists is said to have made in 2014 about Jewish Americans who support gun control. But even questionnaires from groups he agrees with make Carlisle uneasy.
I think committing to a specific policy initiative or proposal from a special interest, even something you may connect to, hurts our system. I don't think it's constructive for democracy.
And Carlisle is not alone in that belief.
Mainline, we're going to go hot.
Richard Flynn is the rifle range master at the Evergreen Sportsman's Club. Flynn's job is to keep everyone safe. It's a point of pride for him. And he says gun safety shouldn't be a partisan issue. And it bothers him that it is.
We need to come together because it isn't an NRA issue and it isn't an anti-gun issue. It's everybody's issue.
He thinks candidate questionnaires contribute to the political standoff over guns in America.
You're just asking people to be pushed into a corner. You really are. It's black or white. Well, the world isn't black and white. I just feel that these questionnaires are actually going to kind of breed a little bit of hate and discontent.
And as long as that's the case, says Flynn, there will be no progress made on the issue of gun safety. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.